Oh, there you are.
Hello. Hi. Sorry about that.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Mark, I saw the best photo of you ever. Amanda Stein tweeted a photo of the media scrum happening in the Devil's locker room right in front of Jack Hughes. And you have the most, like, you're just looking over at Jack Hughes. Like, you really like what he's saying. Like, you're really endeared by him. I like it.
I was really happy with where I was in the scrum because those are big scrums. And, like, I think a lot more goes into it than people realize. You positioning is so important in scrum.
Yeah.
And you want to be close so your arms don't get too tired. You kind of ideally want to be on the side where there's more reporters so you get the eye line for your camera. That probably wasn't the case for that scrum too much, but I was so close that in big scrums, I'm getting really inside baseball here.
I like it.
Oftentimes you can't hear at the back when he's done speaking, and it's harder to get questions in right away because you're kind of waiting for him to stop talking if you have a question on a different subject, or you're just kind of waiting for that to get in. And so I was really pleased with my positioning in that scrum because, as you can see, it was quite a big scrum and I had a front row seat, so it went well. I was happy with the Jack Hughes scrum this morning.
Beautifully done.
Did anyone ask him if there was anything that they needed to change about their game, that he referred to them being on a 10-game heater?
No, I think people got the message. He actually was asked about that near the end of the scrum, just about that comment. I didn't hear his answer there because I had gotten out, but yeah, it's a 10-game heater now, so everyone, I think, got the memo that they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
And as they should be, right? Like, it's a very difficult thing to win 10 games in a row in the National Hockey League, but they've done that, and they're on a stretch here where they're, 13-1 in their last 14 games. What's the mood like in their dressing room, maybe in juxtaposition to, what it's like in the Toronto dressing room today?
Well, it's always a little bit of a different feel in the visiting room because it's smaller, so there's a little more energy because everyone's in there and buzzing around, and everyone's obviously in a good mood when you've won, so you're kind of looking to talk. You're not rushing out, right? So it's hard to, compare and contrast. Leafs had a full skate today. I think oftentimes a lot of them, when you're in your home facilities, you can quickly get undressed and be in the back. There's so much more room and you can get a food or whatever. So sometimes, like, for example, today I requested Matthews. So he came out after he was already gone when we got in the room. He came back out after he showered or whatever. So it's harder to get a real vibe check, I guess, for the Leafs. But I can tell you that there's a lot of energy in the Devil's room. They're definitely feeling it right now.
Yeah, you can tell by all the quotes coming out of that room that they are feeling it. Good news in Leafs Nation today, though, AB Mark Masters. Matt Murray is going to go back between the pipes tonight. It looked kind of weird at morning skate, though. It didn't go down the way it traditionally does, is the vibe I was getting from the reporters on Twitter.
Yeah, it was a little weird because, it's funny. I just kind of turned to Chris Johnson. I was like, last time Matt Murray had a morning skate here, we know what happened.
Yeah.
He kind of went sideways. And then at that moment, he leaves the ice. Right before the skate itself, the main skate was about to happen, but it was always planned that he would just go out early, do his goalie stuff, and he didn't have to worry about, being on the ice for the main session, which is more for the players, not so much the goalie. So he did his work with Curtis Stanford and got off. But yes, basically everything goalie related right now raises, everyone's on high alert with the Leafs and the way the season has started. So, and then Samsonov went off pretty early too, but I guess that was just what was scheduled for him, I assume. He's not 100%. He's not going to play dress tonight. He's not going to play this weekend, it sounds like. So that was interesting. And then Shalgren was out there alone. So the whole thing was a bit of a weird skate just in general. They didn't even do, the stretch at the end. So anyway, it was a weird skate. But, yes, when Murray leaves early, everyone's, on red alert. But you don't want to say anything. You don't want to create panic because you know how everyone is on edge. But he didn't talk to a trainer or anything. He didn't talk to the physio staff or anything. He just kind of grabbed it. It looked like that was his plan. He wasn't skating gingerly, but yes, that put you on alert, and this will be his home debut, right? So this will be nice for him, right? A local guy, a regular season home debut for him from Ontario. So this will be a cool night for him, and he has some good positive vibes to build off of from Tuesday.
Yeah, local's a stretch, but I'll accept it for now.
Well, as local as Julia, so I think she can kind of override that one by not calling it local. Up in the Thunder Bay people, they'll stick together there. But we're chatting with Mark Masters, our TSN Maple Leafs reporter, and he's going to have a really difficult time tonight. Like the New Jersey Devils, they're a high octane team. They're a team that really likes to attack you and you know put pucks on net and lots of scoring chances, high end scoring chances. What challenges do you think the Devils are going to give Toronto tonight, and will they be up for the task?
Well, they better be. I mean, I think they will be. 10-game winning streak gets your attention. It's kind of funny. Maybe it's the sweet spot for the Leafs because they usually get up for the great teams, and they play down to the teams that haven't had success. The Devils haven't had success, but they're the hottest team going right now. So I think they'll have the Leafs' attention. Toronto's won 8 straight against the Devils for what that's worth. New Jersey hasn't won in this building since 2017. So maybe they can draw something from that. Maybe the Devils probably will draw more on that from that than the Leafs in terms of wanting to even set the score a little bit with the Leafs. But, you know, Sheldon Keefe made the point. They got their top 4 5-on-5 goal getters are spread across 4 lines. Miles Wood leads the way, and he's on the 4th line, if you want to call it that. And Jack Hughes says he thinks they have the best 4th line in hockey. So depth will be on display tonight on both sides, and so it'll be a big night for that makeshift 3rd line with Pontus Holmberg fresh off his first NHL point the other night, albeit he was out there with Austin Matthews, so made the most of that brief moment there he had at the end of the second period on Bunting second. So, depth will be interesting tonight to see, you know, does Sheldon Keefe, if it's close, shorten his bench? How does he deploy his players, the matchups he goes with? You know, so it'll be intriguing tonight. This is a great challenge. You want to play teams that are going good, and the Devils are the best going right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm curious. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, just what type of game tonight could be. And sometimes when we overhype a matchup, you get two teams who are very offensively driven in both Toronto and New Jersey. You automatically kind of assume, okay, tonight's going to be a track meet. But oftentimes I feel like that doesn't live up to expectation. And two teams who are very aware of how important it is to make the right plays, not turn the puck over. Do you think we will see more of a defensive, tight game tonight where they don't try and make the mistake, try and make the simple play, try and limit as much as possible on both ends, or do you think we'll see a high scoring affair?
It's one of those that's hard to read just because I feel like it could go both ways just depending on how the start of the game plays out. If it's more of a chess match and, you know, I think it's funny. Lindy Ruff says he feels like the Leafs are kind of like his Devils are kind of like the Leafs right now in terms of they can roll their 4 lines. They feel like they play with a lot of pace. They can really get on top of the opposition. So it's going to be one of those games, it feels like, where whoever can get to their game first, or it might just be one of those mirror games where nothing feels like it's happening, but it's going really fast. That's maybe what I would predict if I had to predict that. It's maybe going to be low scoring, both teams chess matchy. Trying to get the upper hand, but so aware and respectful of the opponent that a lot of the play ends up just in the neutral zone. No one wants to let the opposition get to the transition game. So perhaps that will happen. That would probably be my prediction of how this game might play out.
Yeah, this is a really deep Devils team, and as deep as the Leafs are, we were talking earlier about how Sandin and Liljegren are going to have to face tough matchups tonight, just as I know that they have home ice advantage, but there's a lot of depth on this Devils team. I heard Sheldon Keefe talking about Sandin this morning and where he was at. Obviously, that Sidney Crosby goal doesn't sit well with anyone, but Sheldon Keefe kind of had a different take on it, hey?
Yeah, I mean, he says, like, that's the right play. If he had connected on the pass, Aston Reese is in all alone. He's just not executing at a high level right now. He's dealing with a bit of a crisis of confidence for whatever reason, whether it was how the season started with missing part of training camp. You know, he kind of went out there and said, I deserve more. In the end, he doesn't sign for more than what was initially being offered. And then it just doesn't start the way he wants, and it starts to snowball when that happens. And we've seen some mistakes that have been glaring, right? You know, that maybe, you know, you don't feel quite as bad if they don't go in, but it feels like his mistakes have been ending up at the back of the net, and they've been really more of the glaring capacity. So, yeah, I mean, he's a guy, his whole game is kind of confidence, a lot like everyone's game is confidence, but he's good at moving the puck and getting up in the rush and, you know, playing the off, he likes to create stuff. So if that's off, you know, it doesn't look good at all. So, I mean, it'll be intriguing to see how he responds to that. They've kind of got him with Liljegren, his buddy, his friend. On a more of a sheltered third pair right now, Keith will have the last change, so he can shelter them as much as you can against a team like the Devils. But yeah, it's a tough spot for right now for Sandin. He's got to find a way through this because they don't, like, Ben's playing well, but Brody's not coming back for a week and a half right now, so he's got to figure this out right now.
Yeah, we'll see. Tonight's going to be a big challenge, obviously, with the Devils coming in red hot, very deep, as we noted. So we'll see what he can bring to the table. Mark Masters always brings his A-plus game to the table, though. Appreciate you joining us today, Mark.
Yes, I'm happy to join you and talk scrum positioning anytime.
Love it.
All right, sounds good. We'll get an update next time about how the scrums went. But enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes. Mark Masters, TSN Maple Leafs reporter.